We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Okay, prediction time. What will happen tonight in Miami with the Bulls Heat game, and what will we be discussing on Monday morning? A season that ended in Miami or the aftermath of game one against the Celtics?
Well, we talked about how wary the Bulls need to be despite not having Jimmy Butler in the lineup for the Heat and Duncan Robinson and Rozier. And so they are wounded, but beware the wounded animal. And I think that's the lesson tonight. The Bulls have to come in there with laser focus and continue to play as well. This won't be the Hawks with the Ole defense and go right past them. And this will be a different brand of intensity, a different type of defense. The Bulls have to be ready. I think they will be. I think they're going to take another step. They will play into the playoffs. They will beat the Heat tonight. It'll be a close game. They will take nothing for granted. They have won. They have won games against good opponents, and tonight is a very respected good opponent. But they're just different without Jimmy Butler. That just goes without saying, especially in the postseason. Playoff Jimmy not available. Bulls take advantage. When we come in here Monday morning, we will be talking about a little bit about how the Bulls survived the Heat. Beat the Heat, if you will, down in South Florida, and then how they were tired and listless and were blown out by the Celtics in game one. But hey, they get two more home games out of a playoff series, so we'll be looking forward to that, because that crowd, as we saw the other night at the United Center, special group of people, special fan base, and they get two more opportunities after a victory tonight.
Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win. We'll be playing that highlight
back. Let's dance.
Dancing in Miami. Salsa-ing in South Beach, if you will.
I'm getting out the dancing shoes.
There he is, Chuck Swirsky. You'll hear Chuck and Bill later on tonight. The only local broadcast of this game right here on The Score. 5:45 pregame tip right at 6 o'clock. And then we'll be asking whether or not the Bulls can avoid getting swept by the Celtics. And Casey Johnson likely to be on with you guys in the 7 o'clock hour on Monday.
I love your confidence, both of you. I love that you are now believing that this is mapped out in front of the Bulls. The problem I'm having is that it is the Bulls, and they are virtually impossible to detect anything from. I think they might be as likely to beat Boston as the Miami Heat. I just think we've seen them win good games and then fall flat on their face. And we've seen them play poorly against bad opponents, and we've seen them beat a couple good teams. I don't know what to make of the Heat. The Bulls split with them during the regular season, and then the most recent one, a lot of those games were early in the most recent one. I think it came down to a shot or two. I think the Bulls win by like 2 points. I think it comes down to the end, and I do think they win the game. And that's just because Jimmy's not there to take the shot, and DeMar DeRozan's there to take the shot for the Bulls. But, you know, thousands of different variations of that game are going on. The very fact that people value home court to the point where they think even losing Jimmy has the Heat okay and able to get through this. The Heat are a strange organization, and they have done very well for themselves. I hope that we are in here talking about the idea that the Bulls have more games to play in the NBA season. I don't think there's any way they're going to do well against the Boston Celtics. I think that more likely than not, they lose every game by 15 to 18 points, 25 points, than that they're competitive in any of the games. But, you know, where there's life, there's hope. I think it'd be fun to just see their season extend, even if it ends up extending into kind of oblivion. I'm very pumped up to have another home game in Chicago, and I think that the crowd will be responding to it, and then they'll all have to leave early. But it was fun to see them in the play-in game against Atlanta. I don't think things are going to go as smoothly in Miami, but I think they ultimately will win by a couple points.
Miami's going to try to grind it out. They'll try to probably make this into one of those typical Heat victories. And it's a testament to them and that Heat culture that they always talk about, that we're giving them this kind of a chance. And even I'm just trying to check right now. Are they still favored in this game? I think without Jimmy Butler,
a point and a half.
I don't know if that's a because of the lack of faith in the Bulls and they're being so prone to inconsistency, or a tip of the cap and respect for the Heat because they tend to win games that they shouldn't, and they do more with less.
I think both those are a possibility, but I think this is. It is, you know, with all due respect to the Heat, I think this is more a nod to the way they played last year, players outside Jimmy, as much as Jimmy, as it is to anything else. I think they played pretty well last year. I think that the Bulls are just too difficult to figure out. And I think going on the road after a game a couple nights later, I think it's amazing that Caruso is still a kind of a game time decision. I saw that Woj tweeted out yesterday later on in the day that
reduced
that
swelling
yeah, is looks reduced, good. And that's so that makes me feel like he's going to play.
He's going to play. I would be surprised at this point if he doesn't. If they're getting that out there,
yes.
He's a tough guy. He didn't have an I don't think the MRI. It's not an MCL like Jimmy Butler's.
Yes.
And
Jimmy is definitely out. There's going to be no hero appearance, so that's good to know.
Yeah.
But is Kobe, you know, and I don't mean this as a disrespect, but a year ago, Zach LaVine had the big game and the Bulls won, and then they went into the second game and we kept thinking that Zach was going to repeat performance, and instead it was all DeMar DeRozan. Will that happen again? In terms of, will Kobe White be playing the Zach LaVine kind of have the great game and then temper it down, and you're, it's whether DeMar can carry it.
Well, I think the fact that the Heat will probably have a plan, a better plan to stop or to slow Kobe White than they probably can with DeMar DeRozan, who will be guarded by a rookie, probably tells you that it will follow a similar path. I would be surprised. You know, DeRozan is going to be the focal point of the offense, I think, tonight, and Kobe White will get his if they let him, and I don't think they're going to let him get as many open looks. The Hawks were terrible defensively.
They were terrible.
Will have better recognition, and they'll know to run to the shooter, and they'll know to challenge the shots. And it won't be as easy to attack the rim against the Heat as it was against the Hawks. So, you know, Kobe had 42. If he has 25 tonight, that'll be 17 fewer. I can do the math. But it will also mean he could still have a 25-point game and the Bulls win.
I think if he has 25, they'll win.
I think if he has 25 points, they can win. Yeah. And I wouldn't be shocked if he does. So 25 from Kobe White, 25 from DeMar DeRozan. Now we're talking. And so you get, you know, role players contributing in other ways. Vooch will get his double-double. And I think the Bulls advance because they'll get some balanced scoring. And the Heat just don't have enough offensive options. Barring something like Tyler Harrell getting hot and these kind of things that you always see.
I like to lean a lot on onomatopoeia when I talk basketball, and I want you to tell me, is it going to be swish or clank?
I think
it could be one or the other. I wouldn't be stunned by either.
I think more likely to be swish.
Then if they're swishing shots.
More swish.
Then that is a beautiful sign.
Swish.
That's right.
Swish.
Clank. Clank.
Heat are 13-9 without Jimmy Butler, so they are not to be taken lightly. I don't think anybody will, but that's what makes me wary and why I've been wondering if the Bulls can match the level of intensity they had at home in that environment, take it on the road, compartmentalize, and realize that you are playing for your season tonight and what that means. If you lose, you go home. If you win, you won a trip to Boston.